Today is the day you declare to yourself, I will no longer allow the weight of yesterday to keep me from stepping into my tomorrow. Too many of us are held captive by the chains of what was. We carry the mistakes, the disappointments, the heartbreaks like a heavy bag, but I'm here to tell you, you don't have to carry that any longer. You see, the past is nothing more than a collection of moments that have already passed. It's a chapter that's already been written. And no matter how much you look back, you cannot change what has already been done. But here's the truth, you have the power to decide what comes next. The present is your gift. The moment you are standing in right now, it's an opportunity, a second chance to make it right, to build, to grow. About the present moment is a gift. And it holds an immense power that too many of us overlook. We spend so much time thinking about what has already happened, or we're worrying about what happened, that we fail to fully experience the now. Every single day, the world offers us opportunities to grow, to transform, and to make a difference in our own lives and our own lives and the lives of others. But all too often, we let the shadows of the past cloud our vision, or the fear of the future paralyze us from taking action. If you want to break free from that cycle, it starts with realizing that the only moment that truly matters is the one you're living in right now. The past is behind us. It's already written. You can't go back and undo things. You can't rewrite the script of your life and erase the mistakes or missed opportunities. You can't change the things you wish you had done differently. But here's the truth. What happened back there has no authority over where you are now. The power lies in what you do today in this very moment. Every day offers you the chance to create something new, to start fresh, and to take control of the direction of your life. So why do we give so much power to the past? We've all been there. We carry around the weight of past failures, regrets, and heartaches and heartaches. We replay our mistakes over and over in our minds, thinking that somehow by doing so, we will be able to fix them or make sense of them. We believe that if we just think about them enough, we'll find the solution. But here's the secret: overthinking and dwelling on what's already been done doesn't change anything. It only keeps us stuck. It keeps us from seeing the opportunities in the present because our minds are constantly replaying scenes that no longer exist. The moment we decide to stop looking back is the moment we truly embrace the power of the now. The present is where our energy, our focus, and our power should be. When you allow yourself to be fully present, you open the door to a world of possibilities. You begin to see things you might have missed before, solutions, new opportunities, or simply the beauty of the moment you are living in. Life isn't meant to be lived in a rearview mirror. The past is there to teach us, not to trap us. The lessons it offers are valuable, but they are meant to help us move forward, not to hold us in place. Embracing the power of the now means making a conscious choice to leave the weight of past mistakes behind. It means forgiving yourself for the things you can't change, learning from them, and using those lessons to propel you forward. The truth is, you have everything you need right now to make progress in your life. You don't need to wait for the perfect moment or the perfect conditions. The moment is now. The opportunity is here. The only question is, will you choose to step into it? Let's talk about how you can start embracing the present. It begins with awareness. Being present is a conscious decision. You must intentionally shift your focus from the past or future and bring it back to the here and now. When you're able to be fully engaged with the present moment, you start to notice things you didn't before. You begin to see the beauty in the ordinary, the potential in every opportunity, and the possibilities that are unfolding right before your eyes. The next step is to take action. Too often we spend so much time thinking about what we want to do, what we wish we could have done, or what we're afraid to do, that we never actually do anything. Action is the bridge between where you are and where you want to be. It's in the present moment that you must take steps forward, no matter how small they may seem. Every step you take today is an investment in your future. Finally, trust in the process. The future doesn't exist yet. It's shaped by the decisions you make today. Trust that the choices you make in this moment will guide you toward the future you desire. You don't have to have everything figured out right now. All you need is the courage to start and the confidence that your future is being shaped by the actions you take today. So stop allowing the past to steal your present. Stop letting it dictate your future. The present moment is the only thing you have control over, and it is where your power lies. Embrace it, cherish it, use it to create the life you've always dreamed of. Every decision you make today is a step toward the life you were meant to live. Don't waste another moment looking back. The now is all that matters, and it's yours for the taking. Holding on to the past is a burden that weighs heavily on our hearts and minds. Too many of us carry it around like an anchor, preventing us from moving forward. We cling to old wounds, mistakes, and regrets, not realizing that the more we hold on, the more we prevent ourselves from stepping into the fullness of who we are meant to be. Letting go of the past isn't just an emotional decision, it's a powerful choice that frees us from the chains that hold us back and allows us to embrace the future with open arms. Think about it, every time you replay a past hurt, mistake, or regret in your mind, you are allowing that experience to take control over your present. You are giving it power over you, power over how you see yourself, how you interact with others, how you approach life. The past, however painful or joyful, is no longer relevant to your current situation. Yes, it may have shaped you, taught you valuable lessons, or created memories that you cherish, but if you continue to let it dictate your thoughts and actions, you remain stuck. You remain tethered to a version of yourself that is anchored in what was, rather than who you are becoming. Releasing the burden of the past doesn't mean forgetting what happened or erasing it from your memory. It doesn't mean denying the pain or the lessons that came with it. Instead, it means choosing to stop allowing those memories and experiences to control your present life. It means making a conscious decision to stop letting them define who you are or who you're going to be. The past should not be the thing that determines the course of your future. You are the one who decides where you go from here. And in order to move forward, you have to let go of the weight you've been carrying. It's important to recognize that holding on to the past can prevent you from fully engaging with the present. When we are consumed by past pain, old arguments, or things we should have done differently, we're distracted from the beauty and potential of what's right in front of us. We may even become so focused on what went wrong that we miss the opportunities for healing, growth, and joy that are waiting for us in the present. By holding on to the past, we not only keep ourselves trapped in negativity, but we also block out the potential for positive experiences. You cannot create something new while still holding on to something old. Letting go of the past is a form of self-care. It is about freeing yourself from the emotional weight that keeps you from living your life to its fullest. Imagine trying to walk with a heavy backpack filled with all the things you've been holding on to. Every step feels heavier. Every movement becomes more difficult. And you start to feel exhausted. That's what it's like when you carry around old hurts, regrets, and grudges. The emotional weight of the past is draining, and it prevents you from moving freely in your life. When you choose to let go, you're not just releasing a memory or an experience, you're releasing the emotional burden that holds you back. Forgiveness is a key part of letting go. It's not just about forgiving others for the wrongs they've done to you. It's about forgiving yourself for the mistakes you've made and the things you didn't do as well as you hoped. We often get so caught up in guilt and self-blame that we forget that we are human, and being human means making mistakes. But mistakes do not define us unless we allow them to. Forgiveness is not about excusing the behavior or forgetting the hurt. It's about freeing yourself from the emotional hold it has over you. Letting go of the past also opens up space for new possibilities. When you release the emotional baggage, you create room for new experiences, new relationships, and new opportunities. Imagine your life like a garden. If the soil is cluttered with weeds, it's difficult for new plants to grow. But when you pull out the weeds, when you clear the space, you make way for something beautiful to blossom. The same is true for your life. Letting go of the past is like clearing out the weeds. It creates space for growth, for healing, for new beginnings. And remember, letting go is a process, not an event. It doesn't happen overnight. Some days it might feel like you're making progress, and other days you might feel like you've taken two steps back. That's okay. The important thing is that you keep moving forward. Every step you take toward letting go is a step toward freedom. Every moment you choose to release the grip of the past, you are choosing to create a brighter, more fulfilling future. So today, make the decision to let go. Free yourself from the emotional chains that have been holding you captive. Release the weight of the past, forgive yourself, and give yourself permission to move forward. The future is waiting for you, and is filled with endless possibilities. But you can only step into it when you choose to leave the past behind. Every day we wake up is a new opportunity, a fresh start that allows us to rewrite the story of our lives. The concept of new beginnings is not just a motivational phrase, but a fundamental truth about life. Each moment we live is a blank page waiting for us to fill it with actions, decisions, and experiences that shape our future. But too often we get stuck thinking that our past mistakes or setbacks define us, that we are prisoners of what has already happened. The truth is, every day holds the potential for a new beginning, a chance to hit reset and build something better, something greater. New beginnings are powerful because they remind us that we are not bound by our past. Just because we have faced failure, made mistakes, or encountered setbacks doesn't mean that the future is set in stone. Every new day is a chance to reframe our lives, to reset our mindset, and to decide that today will be different. It's easy to look at our lives through the lens of what we've already experienced, but when we do that, we close ourselves off to the possibilities that lie ahead. The future is not predetermined by the failures and the disappointments of yesterday. Instead, it is shaped by the actions we choose to take today. Every new beginning is a chance to break free from the old patterns and create something fresh. Think about the power of a new day. It's a reset, a chance to leave behind what no longer serves us and to embrace the opportunities that are waiting for us. Often we can get so caught up in the weight of our past mistakes, the choices we regret, and the things we wish we had done differently, that we forget that today is a new chance to change the course of our lives. We don't have to continue down the same path that led us to where we are now. We don't have to let the past dictate our future. Instead, we can decide in this moment that we are going to take a new direction. Moreover, the future is not a destination we can rush toward. It's a process, a series of steps, adjustments, and shifts that happen over time. It's important to have a vision, but it's also important to understand that progress isn't always linear. There will be setbacks, detours, and challenges along the way, but that's part of the process. Every difficulty is an opportunity to grow stronger, to learn, and to adapt. The future is not just about the destination, it's about the person you become along the way. It's about the wisdom you gain, the resilience you build, and the strength you cultivate as you navigate life's journey. The future requires faith. Faith in yourself, faith in your abilities, and faith in the process. It's easy to get caught up in self-doubt, to question whether you're capable of achieving your dreams or whether you'll ever make it to the life you envision. But faith is not about knowing all the answers. It's about trusting that even when you don't see the way forward, you can keep moving in the right direction. It's about taking one step at a time, even when the path is unclear, and trusting that the journey will unfold as it's meant to. The future is not something that happens to you. It's something you create. Your decisions today determine the opportunities that will come tomorrow. Each choice you make, whether big or small, shapes the future you're stepping into. The future is not a far-off place waiting for you to arrive. It's being built right now. Every act of courage, every effort, and every moment you invest in yourself brings you one step closer to the future you want to create. So stop fearing the future and start embracing it. It is waiting for you with open arms, ready to unfold in ways that you never imagined. The opportunities are there. The potential is there. The only thing standing between where you are and where you want to be is the belief that you can get there. Trust that you are capable of creating the future you desire. The future is not something to fear, but something to look forward to, because it is yours for the taking. The best is yet to come, and it begins with the choices you make today. The power of the present moment is often underestimated. We live in a world that constantly pulls our attention to the past and the future. The past holds our regrets, our memories, and our wounds, while the future seems like an endless series of uncertainties and possibilities. We often find ourselves lost in thoughts about what we did or didn't do, what we could have been, or what may lie ahead. But the truth is, the only time you truly have is now. The present moment is where life is happening, and it's in this moment that you have the ability to make a difference in your life and in the lives of others. The past is gone as a chapter that has already been written, and there's nothing more you can do to change it. The future is unknown, filled with both excitement and uncertainty, but it hasn't happened yet. The only place where you have the power to act is in the present. The present is where all your choices and actions come to life. It is where you create the path that leads to your future. If you focus too much on what has already been or become consumed by what might come, you risk missing the opportunities, the growth, and the beauty that is available to you right now. Too often, we are distracted by the noise of life. We look around at what others are doing. We compare ourselves to where others are in their journey, and we forget that our own journey is unfolding right here, right now. When you live in the present, you stop looking outside yourself for answers. You begin to understand that the most important moment is the one you are currently in, the one that holds the key to your happiness, your peace, and your progress. The present moment is a gift. And when you embrace it, you start to see the potential that lies within it. Living in the present means letting go of distractions, both internal and external. Often we get caught in a cycle of worrying about what's next, thinking about what went wrong, or dwelling on what could have been. But this focus on what's outside of the present moment steals our energy and our focus. You cannot change the past, and the future is shaped by what you do right now. By putting all your energy into the present, you can actually begin to shape a future that aligns with your dreams, your values, and your goals. The present is the only time you can take action. And every small step you take now has the power to change your future. When you fully engage with the present, you tap into a deeper sense of purpose. You stop living in autopilot and start making deliberate choices that reflect your true desires. Life is not something that happens to you, it's something you create. And when you focus on the now, you are actively creating the life you want to live. By giving attention to the present moment, you're aligning your energy with your aspirations and making the most of the opportunities that are right in front of you. The present moment also brings with it peace and freedom. When you stop carrying the weight of the past and the anxiety of the future, you allow yourself to simply be. There's power in surrendering to the present and letting go of the need to control everything and allowing yourself to experience life as it is. It's in this space of acceptance that you find peace. You begin to trust that everything you need is already within you, and that every moment is an opportunity to grow and evolve. The peace that comes from living in the present is transformative. It frees you from regret, from worry, and from fear. Living in the present is also about gratitude. When we focus on the now, we begin to see the blessings that are already in our lives. It's easy to get caught up in the chase for more, in the desire for something bigger or better. But the truth is, there is so much to be grateful for in this moment. When you take time to appreciate where you are, what you have, and the people in your life, you shift your focus from what you lack to what you've already been given. Gratitude is a powerful force. It opens your heart and your mind to new possibilities and helps you experience life with a sense of joy and contentment. The beauty of living in the present is that it brings clarity. When you stop dwelling on the past or worrying about the future, you gain a clearer sense of what you truly want and need. The present moment provides the space for self-reflection, for tuning into your intuition, and for making choices that are aligned with your true self. When you're fully present, you see things as they are without the filters of past experiences or future fears. This clarity allows you to make decisions that are in alignment with your values, desires, and purpose. Most importantly, living in the present allows you to take back control of your life. When you choose to focus on the now, you take ownership of your time, your energy, and your decisions. You stop letting external circumstances dictate your emotional state or your actions, and you become the active creator of your experience. The present moment is where you can begin to rewrite your story, to start fresh, and to create the life you truly want. The future is uncertain, but what you do now shapes what is to come. So stop waiting for the perfect time, the perfect circumstances, or the perfect opportunity. The time is now. The power is in your hands, and it's in the present moment where your life is happening. Embrace it and watch as it transforms your future. In conclusion, the journey of life is not defined by the past or dictated by the future. It is shaped by the future. It is shaped by the choices we make in the present. The past has its lessons, but it does not have to control us. The future holds endless possibilities, but it is the actions we take today that bring those possibilities into reality. The power to change, to grow, and to move forward lies within us right now, in this moment. We must forgive the past, embrace new beginnings, and trust in the future, knowing that the present is where transformation happens. When we stop living in the shadows of our mistakes and start living with purpose in the here and now, we unlock our true potential. It's not about waiting for the perfect moment, it's about making the most of the moment we have. Every step we take today is a step toward the future we desire, and every decision we make now creates the path to that future. The time for change, for growth, and for success is now. So forget the past, trust in the power of new beginnings, and step boldly into the future with confidence. The life you've always dreamed of is waiting for you, and it starts today. Embrace the present, for it is the doorway to everything that is possible. The best is yet to come, and it begins with you right here, right now. No excuses. The time is now. We cannot afford to wait for the perfect conditions, the ideal moment, or for the past to be undone. The reality is that the only thing standing between where you are today and where you want to be is the decision to act. No more excuses about the past mistakes, the missed opportunities, or the uncertainty of the future. It's time to stop making excuses and start making progress. The power to change, to grow, and to move forward is in your hands, and it starts with a single decision today. You are the creator of your future. Don't let fear, doubt, or regret hold you back. Don't let the mistakes of yesterday or the unknowns of tomorrow stop you from taking the necessary steps towards your goals. It doesn't matter what's happened before, and it doesn't matter what might come next. The only thing that matters is what you do now, in this moment, to move toward the life you want to live. So no more excuses, no more waiting for the perfect time, no more dwelling in the past, no more letting fear of the future hold you back. The best way to secure your future is to take action today. The best way to heal from the past is to take a step forward now. Don't wait for change, be the change. The time is now, and your future begins with the decisions you make today. The world is waiting for you to step into your greatness, And the only thing standing in your way is your own willingness to take that first step, and oh, looking back.
No more waiting. The moment to act is now.
New beginnings bring hope. They give us the freedom to dream again, to envision a future that is not limited by what has already happened. When you embrace the idea of new beginnings, you unlock a sense of possibility. You stop seeing yourself as someone defined by past failures, and you start seeing yourself as someone capable of growth, change, and success. It's about seeing life as a series of opportunities rather than a series of obstacles. Every new day is a chance to try again, to move closer to the person you want to become, and to create the life you want to live. But let's be real, starting over isn't always easy. It takes courage to leave behind what's familiar, to step into the unknown, and to begin again. It's easy to get comfortable in our routines, even if those routines don't serve us. But comfort can be a trap. It keeps us stuck in cycles that prevent us from reaching our full potential. Embracing new beginnings requires a willingness to step out of our comfort zones, to take risks, and to believe that something better is waiting for us. It requires us to trust that we are capable of creating something different and that we have the strength and resilience to build a brighter future. New beginnings also remind us of the power of reinvention. No matter how old we are, no matter how many mistakes we've made, we always have the ability to reinvent ourselves. We can learn new skills, adopt new habits, and shift our mindset. We don't have to be bound by who we were yesterday. We can choose to be who we want to be today and in the future. Reinvention is not about changing who you are at your core, but rather about shedding the things that no longer serve you and stepping into a version of yourself that is aligned with your true potential. Think about the growth and transformation that happens when we embrace new beginnings. Just as nature goes through cycles of renewal, so do we. Every time we experience a setback or challenge, we have the opportunity to grow from it, to learn, and to emerge stronger. Every new beginning is a chance to expand, to evolve, and to become the best version of ourselves. The beauty of new beginnings is that they allow us to leave behind the past and create a future that reflects who we are today, not who we were yesterday. If you're holding on to the past, waiting for a perfect moment to start, I want to encourage you to release that hesitation. There is no perfect time, the time is now. The power of a new beginning is that it doesn't require perfection, it only requires a decision. You don't need all the answers, you don't need to know exactly where you're headed, but you do need to make the choice to start. A new beginning is an invitation to take that first step, no matter how small it may seem, toward the future you desire. Every step you take today is one step closer to the life you've always dreamed of. So don't wait, don't hold on to the past. Embrace the new beginning that is waiting for you. This moment right now is your opportunity to change your life. It's your chance to let go of what's holding you back and to move forward with hope, faith, and excitement for what's to come. The future is not something you have to fear. It's something you have the power to create. The journey starts now. Forgiveness is one of the most powerful tools we possess, yet it is often the hardest thing to give, especially when we feel wronged, hurt, or betrayed. We may hold on to grudges, replaying the hurt over and over and over in our minds, believing that by doing so, we're somehow protecting ourselves or seeking justice. But the truth is, holding on to unforgiveness only keeps us bound. It keeps us from experiencing true freedom, peace, and healing. To move forward, we must first let go. Forgiveness isn't for the other person, it's for you. It is the key that unlocks the door to your future, allowing you to step out of the shadows of the past and into the light of the present. Let's be clear, forgiveness is not about excusing the hurt or pretending that the wrong never happened. It's not about minimizing the pain or denying the impact of the hurt you've experienced. Forgiveness is about releasing the grip that the offense has on your heart and mind. It is about choosing to stop allowing the wrongs of others to control your emotions, your thoughts, and your actions,
When you hold on to unforgiveness, you are giving the power to those who have hurt you. You are letting the past dictate your present and your future. The first step in forgiveness is understanding that it is not a one-time event. Forgiveness is a process, a journey that may take time, especially if the wound is deep. It's okay to feel the pain, to acknowledge the hurt, and to grieve the loss. But once you've allowed yourself to feel the emotions, you must choose to let go. You must decide in your heart that you will no longer allow the past to control your future. Forgiveness doesn't mean you forget what happened, but it means you stop allowing the memory of the hurt to affect how you move forward in life. You choose to release it and free yourself from its grip. Forgiving others is not just an act of mercy, it is an act of self-liberation. When you forgive, you let go of the chains that keep you bound. Unforgiveness is like carrying a heavy weight on your shoulders, weighing you down with bitterness, anger, and resentment. The longer you carry it, the more it becomes a part of you. It affects your mental, emotional, and even physical health. It keeps you stuck in a cycle of negativity, unable to move forward. But when you forgive, you are setting yourself free. You are taking back your peace. You are allowing yourself to experience joy, happiness, and fulfillment once again. Forgiveness doesn't mean you have to restore the relationship to what it once was. Sometimes it may be necessary to let go of certain people altogether for your own well-being. Forgiveness doesn't require that you trust again or that you put yourself in a position to be hurt once more. It simply means that you are no longer letting the pain of the past dictate how you live today. You are choosing to release the anger and hurt that have kept you trapped. One of the most important aspects of forgiveness is forgiving yourself. We often find it easier to forgive others than we do ourselves. We beat ourselves up for the mistakes we made, the things we could have done better, the chances we missed. But the truth is, you are human, and as humans, we all make mistakes. The key is not to stay in guilt or shame, but to learn from those mistakes, grow from them, and use them to build a better future. When you forgive yourself, you stop living in the past. You stop carrying the weight of your mistakes, and you start moving forward with a lighter heart and a clearer mind. Forgiveness is not just about letting go of the past. It's about giving yourself permission to move into the future. It's about releasing the emotional baggage that has held you captive and making space for new possibilities. Until you forgive, you will always be looking backward, stuck in a place of hurt and anger, unable to move forward. But when you forgive, you open up the path for healing, growth, and transformation. You give yourself the freedom to live the life you were meant to live. Forgiveness is a powerful choice, but it's also a courageous one. It takes strength to forgive, especially when the hurt runs deep. But the beauty of forgiveness is that it doesn't matter how long the wound has been there. No matter how long you've carried the pain, it's never too late to forgive. The moment you make the decision to release the burden of unforgiveness, you begin to reclaim your power. You begin to step into a new chapter of your life, one where the past no longer has the hold over you that it once did. So make the decision today to forgive. Release the pain, the anger, and the hurt. Set yourself free. You don't have to carry the weight of unforgiveness any longer. By forgiving, you are not excusing the wrongs done to you, but you are choosing to let go of their power over your life. You are choosing to take back your peace, your joy, and your future. Forgiveness is the key to freedom, and when you choose to forgive, you open the door to a life of healing, hope, and endless possibilities. The future is one of the most powerful forces in our lives. Yet so often we become consumed by the fears, doubts, and insecurities that cloud our vision and keep us from stepping into the greatness that lies ahead. The future can feel daunting, uncertain, and even unreachable at times. However, the future doesn't have to be feared, it has to be embraced. It is full of potential, full of opportunities, and full of untapped greatness waiting for you to seize it. The key to unlocking that future is to stop living in the fear of it and start trusting that you have the ability, the power, and the strength to shape it. It's easy to let fear control how we view the future. We may fear failure, rejection, or the unknown. We may worry about the risks, the obstacles, or the challenges that lie ahead. The truth is, fear is an inevitable part of life. But it should not control us or stop us from pursuing our dreams. Fear is a natural response, but it should never be the final authority in your life. Instead of allowing fear to paralyze us, we must use it as fuel, as motivation to move forward. When we stop letting fear dictate our actions, we open ourselves up to the limitless possibilities that the future holds. Think about the power that lies within your future. It's not determined by the mistakes of your past or the limitations of your present. It's shaped by the choices you make today. Every action, every decision, every small step you take now is a seed being planted for your future. The power is not in waiting for the right moment to come or in hoping that things will magically align. The power is in choosing to act in faith, even when you don't have all the answers or know exactly where you're headed. The future is created by what you do now, and every moment counts. One of the reasons we fear the future is because of the unknown. We worry about what might go wrong, about the setbacks we might face, or the things that might not go according to plan. But here's the thing, the future is always uncertain. No one can predict exactly what will happen tomorrow. However, what we do have control over is how we respond to the challenges and opportunities that arise. The future is not a fixed destination, it's a journey, and each day is a new opportunity to take steps toward creating the life we want. The future is yours to shape. It's easy to get bogged down by all the things that seem out of our control, but we always have the power to control how we approach our circumstances. When we choose to take responsibility for our lives and our future, we become the authors of our own stories. It's not about waiting for life to happen to us. It's about actively engaging with it and choosing to make the most of each moment. You have the ability to direct your future with your decisions today.